It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 636.
Happy Fat Fridays, you absolute gronks. What's going on?
We're trying new technical stuff. And the problem is that when
there's a lot of tight anuses in this building.
No, when there's technical stuff, I can't help but like get really short and annoyed. And it always happens at a time when we're full. There's like heaps of people. There's a lot more pressure. Yeah. And so then Wayne's just like, man, he's a fucking asshole. He's no,
Wayne's just smiling. We've got Wayne Peters on the couch. Welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
VIP Gronk.
And we got
Rain Man.
Yeah, Rain Man, Rory, Dodge, Sevs.
Full building.
And then also on Zoom, we've got Bradley M. Or is that Mason?
That's me.
It's Bradley. Yeah. At 97.
Harry, Grace was here. I was just laughing before because Harry, you're such an old soul, mate. You just sipping on a sun-kissed can or something, like a passiona or something, passion fruit flavoured, full sugar. It's Fat Fridays, it sure is. Dodge,
yeah.
We gave you the company card. Harry usually likes to take our company card.
Yeah.
And I said $20 limit. Josh said $30 limit. Mm-hmm.
I was just worried that the 20 was just too limiting. You don't have to. You didn't have to use the whole 30. Did you? How much did the total come to?
$30. 64 cents.
Nah, mate, you blew it. 64 cents. That's ridiculous. But I thought because Dodge is new to sort of hanging with us, mm-hmm. and it's nice to sort of see what people's go-tos are. Sure. And I said, get what you like, not what we like.
And then I said, but do you like lollies?
And I said, no.
Yeah.
What's your problem with lollies?
I just think I just prefer savory food.
Okay, so it's all going to be savory.
Can we get a sweet savory hands up around the temperature? Rory?
Savory.
Dodge is savory, Mr. 97.
Savory.
Yep. And just so
sweet.
You.
Sweet. Sweet. Okay, yeah. Wayne knows what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's good.
What's up, sweetie? You guys are related.
Sweetie,
though,
we should actually call it sweetie. Could that be your nickname, sweetie? Do you like that?
I've had worse.
All right, there we go. So, sweetie's.
Sweetie's so ready, but he'll be disappointed because I think Dodge is gone with what he likes.
Well, the thing is that at my house, like savory food can last a long time. Like we got a packet of sweet potato chips. If they were lollies, here we go. Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
So we've got.
I should have upped the limit and made it alcohol is included.
Oh, sure. Because
this is the perfect spread.
Cheese.
Just chips. Okay,
oh, good. So there is something sweet. Great. Here we go.
What is that?
George, go back to your mic so you can explain what we've got. I know where I'm going to start, but.
Oreos and then there's Chinese or Asian writing on it? Looks like.
Yeah. So I reckon they were for Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Because they're on special.
And you just got Oreos, essentially.
Yeah, it's just a tin of Oreos.
A big tin of Oreos.
Oh, it's 2020. Yeah, I get it.
They're vegan. Oh, a lot of plastic.
You're an absolute monster.
Yeah.
You've got Oreos inside of, plastic.
Oh, I mean, they're perfect. Here you go, sweetie.
Are they vegan?
These are great.
They're mini.
They're mini. They can be framed. Jesus Christ. No, that was your problem. That was me. There we go. One for Dodge. Jesus Christ. And Bree, did you want one? Yeah, hang on. That one's already broken. Hang on. Did you say she already took one?
Bree, if she wanted one.
Yeah.
Is she upstairs?
No, she was just there. She's watching.
Yeah.
I think she probably needs to go to the toilet. Do you need to go to the toilet? You're all good. Okay, great. 2020, the original. I reckon you're right, Dodge.
I didn't realize they were vegan.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. Oreos are vegan. I did hear that.
Mm. I had no idea.
I mean, so what? They are processed to the shit house, so it's not like a milky thing inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of. Do you reckon these are better than the Arnott's sort of chocolate? Yeah. The Arnott's do them. Mm. What do you think, sweetie? Do you know that?
I don't tend to do them.
Yeah, nah. The Oreo, but do you know the Arnott's all sorts?
Yeah, the chocolate creams.
Yeah. Do you think the chocolate cream is better than an Oreo? Do you think?
I always preferred Oreos.
Oh, you get
really?
Two. You get two in the pack.
Yeah, mate.
It's so good.
We really need to get some wine or something for later on, don't we, George?
For the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hummus?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really sticking with the nickname Dodge? Is that what we're...
I like it, Dodge.
Dodge, yeah.
You got anything better?
No. Can I just point out that Rain Man went to a festival a week ago and he's still got the wristband on?
4 days, back on Tuesday. Got a plan? What's pitch?
Pitch festival. Good. Yeah, he was glamping. You were saying that because of the someone was infected.
Yeah.
I got
on planes.
someone was infected.
No, I avoided that.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the deal? What's your thoughts on sort of keeping it on? How long are we going to see it for?
I reckon now I've had the pushback. Maybe when I get home now.
So what's the...
Enough bullying, it will come out.
Have you had any... Because it was the first thing I saw. I was like, oh, yeah, you went to the festival.
Yeah.
To be honest, you're the first people I've seen since the festival.
You've been sleeping.
It's been quarantined.
Yeah, self-quarantined.
Yeah. What was the festival like? What's the deal?
It was good. Glamping was good. Showers, backstage access, toilets.
What are you doing backstage?
Yeah, what did it give you?
Just looking, waving at the crowd kind of thing.
Oh, that's good.
You'd be
fun.
Next to the DJ.
Just feeling superior.
Yeah,
pretty much. I like it.
That's why I'm keeping it on.
Any info? Is that so? That's the VIP. Did you have to wear a lanyard or something as well?
No,
or?
Just the pink.
Got it, says guest on it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Watched the movie last night. Dodger's favorite film. Although my wife asked him, have you seen this film? I think it's The Big Sick.
Yeah.
Is it? The Big Sick.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, what's that about? And then she told him, she's like, oh, I know that. That's my favorite film. So Dodge forgot the name of the film, which is his favorite film until my wife described the film. But she hadn't even watched it. And then we watched it last night. One of those ones I didn't want to watch it. And I didn't want to watch it because I knew it was emotional.
Oh, I know the film. It's a good film.
It's a good film.
It is.
It's got a comedian in it. Yeah, that's right.
Kumail.
Kumail. It's a true story about a guy who meets a girl at one of his stand-up gigs and then they fall in love and she becomes sick, but they kind of break up before she gets sick and then he's there while she's in a coma. And so if you feel like me, like it's almost like I avoid where I know I'll get emotional. It's because I don't want to feel that. I was like, it's too much going on in the world.
Don't need that negativity.
But then I watched it and I was like, that actually felt kind of good. Like just having a bit of a cry, you know?
How far in until you started crying?
Oh, when she gets ill. I mean, towards the end.
Do you feel yourself holding back or you just...
Oh, 100%. And then like you could really just... you know, lean into a sulk, couldn't you?
Well, the annoying thing is Brie points out any time, like if I do it, it's like she knows, like she's just like, she stops watching the movie. So like, keep going. It's like, nah, you're
and
fucking
Amy was so annoyed with me because I was like, oh, let's not keep doing it. Like I was really pushing back until it sort of got me. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was going to be a good film and so she was pissed and then I leant into it and then we're both sort of holding each other by the end of it. That's Wayne, nice. When was the last time you cried, sweetie?
Last time I cried? It was actually probably on a flight watching a movie. It was The Art of Driving in the Rain.
The Art of Driving. Is that a TAC commercial?
No, it's a racing driver. He gets a dog as a pup and it's narrated by Kevin Costner as the dog's voice. Mm-hmm. And he was just telling the story. The guy gets married. The wife gets cancer and she dies and they've got a young daughter. Mm. And it was, when the wife was going through the cancer, it sort of...
Yeah.
And it was on the plane trying to hold back crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, there's something about the cancer ones that I don't like. Mm. This one, she's in a coma and it's nothing relating to cancer.
Yeah.
So if you're the same with me, like I just can't, I can't do it.
You lost me at talking dog, to be honest.
You had me at driving in the rain.
Yeah.
And lost me at dog.
Well, the talking dog bit, it feels like you can always you have to suspend disbelief.
Well, the talking dog was actually the voiceover.
Sure. So you never actually saw the dog talking?
No. You'd see stuff and it was the dog narrating the story.
Okay. So the dog's a professional voiceover artist. Yep. I mean, it's funny. Like I might do that tonight. Watch one of those. We've just been. Is that Grace in the corner?
Okay. It is Grace.
Hi, Grace. Hey, Grace. I love that
Grace on Zoom.
The funny thing is Grace took like 15, do you reckon 15 minutes of like getting ready, putting clothes on?
She's laughing. So that looks like a yep. Yeah, that's because it just had her name there before. Yeah. She's saying no, so it didn't.
Yeah. That's all right. Appreciate it, Grace. Those dog movies, that was a really big – you're right there, the crunching. Mm. It's quite loud.
Is it?
The dog movies, Beethoven. Anyone remember Beethoven?
Mm. Mm. Yeah. What about it, mate?
We all remember it. It was a great film, no? You didn't like it?
Yeah, but do you want us to sort of...
Well, no,
I just feel like... Look, the cinematography around
like
the...
I just feel like I watched it a bunch and we don't really see talking dog films anymore.
101 Dalmatians.
Mm. Were they talking though?
No, not talking, but just lots of Dalmatians. I had a Dalmatian as a kid, so I was
really into it.
Yeah.
connection. We used to sing that, the 101 Dalmatians. That used to be what we'd sing for the New Zealand national anthem.
Oh, how's it going?
When I was in prep, I literally have no
idea. Can you look at the words and start singing it for us?
Wait, say that again. So you used to do the New Zealand national anthem.
Yeah, so when I was, because I did 1 year of, it would have been grade zero, so prep in New Zealand.
They call it grade zero?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And anyway, I remember, I don't know if everyone sang it or maybe it was just me, but there was definitely 101 Dalmatians in the tune of the New Zealand national anthem.
Oh, the tune. Okay. Yeah.
Sort of, I guess it's sort of hard to... to do again. I mean, what is that? How does the New Zealand?
I have no idea.
Happy birthday. Does anyone else?
Yeah, no, but happy birthday. Isn't happy birthday the same tune as a bunch of other things? Look it up too.
Well, I know there's like a bunch of copyright stuff with.
There's another classic tune that is a whole bunch of songs. There's a few songs you can just put the words in and it's the same.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I think.
Yeah, the same that's it. Yeah.
I don't know what I was listening to the other day, but they released how old Shrek is.
As in the green monster, the made-up monster. Mm. And you got around that content?
Yeah, so apparently in the new musical, the Shrek the Musical.
It's just released in Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's 28 or 27.
As in the character who's playing?
No. Who plays Shrek?
Well,
in the movie.
Yeah.
Mike Myers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the film, yeah. But then in real life.
No, like as in... He was 27 in the film, like the like they had a, you know, an age for him.
That's fine. Yeah, that is a bit weird.
Wayne, did you ever did you get into Lassie?
No.
You never got into Lassie?
No, Rin Tin Tin.
Rinnie Tin
Rin Tin Tin.
Rin Tin Tin.
That'd be well before your
Is that Tintin?
Is that Tintin?
No.
The prequel to Tintin?
No. Rin Tin Tin was another series like Lassie, but it was a different breed of dog.
Oh, yeah.
And he worked with, I think, the American Army or something like that.
Was it as useless as Lassie?
Oh, yeah.
Lassie dogs, look, if you kicked a Lassie dog, it would crumble and a whip.
Well, don't kiss you. We don't promote kicking dogs.
When's it okay to kick a dog?
I think if you're being, I thought about the other day, yeah, if they're coming up to you and you feel threatened.
I'd have, if a dog was on my son, there would be no problem doing a drop punt.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to, you know, it's the hierarchy of beings,
it.
Humans, dogs.
No, well, I think a lot of people would argue that dogs are in some circles.
Did you see George and I were looking at on Reddit this morning and we saw a monkey Thailand. A town has just been infested by monkeys that are hungry because tourists haven't been feeding the monkeys.
Really?
And so it's bedlam. They're just running into shops and they're looting.
What about the
monkeys ape? Are looting.
Did you see the ape or whatever that was patting the baby tiger?
No.
Or baby lion? I always get them confused.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of my favorite things, looking at like unusual friendships between animals.
Like us. Seriously.
What am I if I'm an animal?
I think that you're the monkey.
Yeah. And what are you?
And I'm the, I don't know.
Tortoise.
You reckon I'm a tortoise? I reckon I'm...
Is that because they fuck lots?
Yeah, but are really slow.
That was 97 with that joke, guys. Just if you want to know. Is that actually true that turtles have a lot of sex or did we make that up?
I think we made that
up. It's very slow sex.
You've seen the video of that little one.
Oh, that's right, of the turtle or whatever. No, I don't know.
Can we confirm, is a tortoise a sexual... predator?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if any animal is.
A sexual predator?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I wonder if what the... aren't humans like some of the only animals that you like
do sex for pleasure? Yeah, and dolphins.
Bonobo monkeys as well.
Which?
Bonobos.
Bonobos.
Yeah, I like the way you say
like
it.
Like a chip, but yeah.
Bonobos, you're fucking idiot.
No, but so what are you? Are you a tortoise? Is that the animal
you're... No. I think I'm like, in all seriousness... I'm a koala.
To be honest, koalas, I think, are severely overrated.
How do they get up the tree? That's the only thing I'd be concerned about.
Yeah, they climb, mate. They've been doing that. But the koalas, like, they had some hardship over the summer. But to be honest, it's very like...
I'm so sorry, Grace. Grace is like, this is the last time.
No, but...
Cancelled.
I think it's
Haz is on the phone. He's like, yeah.
He's calling the PR department.
Yeah, 131-444.
Bastion's emergency comms team. Yeah. No, I'm not into them. They look cute, right? Koalas look cute, but they're savage.
Well, I think that that's the
long fingernails. Like a, you know, they're cute as a bear. As like a
not a, bear.
A teddy bear, like what, a teddy bear. You
do
know,
you
like,
not know the song?
What is it? What is it?
Please don't call me a koala bear.
Really?
Because I'm not a bear at all.
Is that? Did you make that up?
No. Do you think I would be able to make up something like that?
Hang on.
I know this. Yeah,
they're not a bear. Thing.
Can you read the rest of the lyrics as facts? Read them out as facts, Mason.
This website's called moron.nl.
Right? .nl, I believe, is Netherlands, Dutch. Anyway, go.
Yeah, so please don't call me a koala bear because I'm not a koala bear at all. Please don't call me a koala bear. It's driving me up the wall. If your name was Tom and everyone called you Dick, perhaps you would understand why I'm sick, sick, sick. I'm simply a koala. And I want the name to stick, so please don't call me a koala bear.
I don't remember those extra lyrics, the Tom and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne, are you an animal lover?
Yeah, sort of. No, I love wombats.
Oh, you love specifically just that breed?
Yeah.
Or just the animal?
Yeah, it was my nickname all through high school and through the army as well.
So. Well, my mum's classic, you're like a wombat, eats roots and leaves.
That's how I got it.
Really? Eats roots and leaves. Oh, that's great.
I'm so glad I learned that from my mum.
What
too.
Is it? Eats?
Eats, roots, and then leaves.
Oh, that's funny.
Roots and leaves is what wombats eat. So yeah. Eats roots and leaves.
Oh, that's very funny. And like how often are you actually seeing wombats? Like when was the last time you saw a wombat?
Last time I saw a wombat was probably when I took the kids to the zoo.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, zoos. How do we feel about zoos in 2020?
Depends on what's in them.
They serve a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them are working on conservation programs. So.
Sanctuaries, like Hillsville Sanctuary.
It's in the name.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
Sounds fine.
It's pretty phenomenal that you can get, that there is a tiger within 5 kilometres from here.
Yeah.
Really?
And like a wombat when you think within 10 metres.
There's a couple of wombats in this room. But no, I mean, then pandas and shit are in zoos. Well, can we find out what animals are in Melbourne Zoo at the moment?
Well, there was also Ben Fordham was texting me because all of the, there was some apes or whatever in the walking around Sydney.
Yeah. Mate, so, I was up there a couple of weeks ago.
No, he was pumped about it. He had like so much
apes walking around Sydney.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude.
They escaped from like a science thing, didn't they?
Spotted in Parramatta.
Yeah, it was some research facility where they were being had testing and they were there to do a vasectomy on the male and he got out.
That's great.
So there's the story that what do you call it? What's that the cougar, like the cat?
The black cat?
Yeah, the black cat escaped the circus in Mansfield 60, 70 years ago and then it went up into the hills and then has reproduced and so there's like the myth of the big black cougar.
I reckon
cat,
I've seen
black
it.
Cat. You reckon you've seen
I've
it?
I've seen it.
Really? All right, how much MDMA did you have at that festival, mate?
It wasn't a pitch. No, we were down the coast like near Warrnambool and we were driving and it was like kind of, you know, dusk. And 10 metres in front of us, this huge cat just walked, like black thing, like a bit taller than that couch, just shot past us and disappeared into the bush.
Yeah.
And it was like, it wasn't a cat, like it was big.
Who saw it?
Me and Danny, my girlfriend.
Okay,
great.
Well, until I meet her, we cannot confirm the story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite a jumpy guy. Like that idea of seeing an animal would scare me. But even like when we were like coming to work today, I looked in, you were talking 97, you had a guy follow you.
Oh yeah. No, so I mean, I had a nightmare on the bus as well. Just the bus driver told me off for being on the phone.
What's the rule? Can we find out?
You're allowed on the phone. Definitely.
Did you, as long as you're not driving the bus
or it's on speaker?
No, AirPods.
AirPods. Well, how loud do you think you were? Just talked. How loud do you think? What were you saying as well when you got told off?
What was I saying?
In the voice.
Oh, yeah, no, our Aussie number's not sending text messages to people.
And then what happened?
And then he stopped the bus. So we so he picked me up and I was behind the line.
Wait, he picked you up?
No, as in he came over to the bus stop. I got on the bus.
Oh, yes.
And I walked in, tapped the Mikey and got behind the line because there's a line that you're not meant to go past.
Sure. And so you're standing.
And so I stood behind the line, and then and then I was talking on the phone or whatever. And
were you already on the phone when you got on the bus?
I walked on the bus with.
Did you tell the person? Did you say, "Hey, I'm just getting on a bus."
Yeah, I'm just commuting to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got on the bus, and then he made a comment, and I didn't really hear it, so I just sort of like moved back a little bit because it was directed at me. I didn't know what he was saying, and then probably maybe 20 seconds later, he stops the bus on the freeway. We didn't sped up completely. It was probably like 40k an hour, and he stopped, and then he turned around and he told me to move backwards to stop distracting him.
And what did you say?
I just moved back.
Okay, sure.
I mean, what else am I going to say?
Fuck off.
How many? Well, what do you think the vibe was around you? What do you think people were thinking?
Don't know, I was on the phone.
And so anyway, you had that ordeal.
Yeah.
And then you're walking to work.
Yeah.
And you try FaceTiming me.
Yeah.
I was just jumping into the shower, so I decided not to answer the FaceTime.
Yeah.
I said, "What's up?"
Yeah. Well, I mean, so I got off the bus and I was walking to the office, and this was along Hoddle Street, and there was this bloke coming towards me. He was on a scooter. It looked like he was going to work, sort of like, he was tidy. Like He was tidy. Yeah. He didn't look like a junkie. He didn't look like a junkie.
Ah, Jesus. Oh, he's tidy. Real tidy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're tidy.
Oh, yeah. Real tidy. Oh, yeah. Really? That's hurtful. You don't think this is tidy? Oh, yeah. I was at the club. Fuck, there's some tidy people there. Real tidy. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, he's fucking tidy.
Yeah. Anyway, so he comes up to me and he says something, but I got my AirPods in.
Fuck, these AirPods are causing a lot of grief, aren't they? Were you on the phone or you off the phone?
No, I was off the phone. Okay. I was messaging you back.
Okay, sure.
But I had my AirPods in, so I missed what he said, and so I took one out and I stopped. And then he's like, "Oh, it's a beautiful shirt, beautiful pants, and beautiful smile you have." I was like, "Oh, thank you." And so then I was like, "Okay," and I put my AirPod back in and I kept walking. And then
was he on his scooter just talking to you? Hey, babe.
Yeah. No, literally.
What and sort of scooter
while
was it?
Scooting.
Electric scooter, like, don't know, just a normal electric scooter.
I had a boosted board, by the way. Did you hear that?
What happened? Oh, they went under.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I...
Too many free boards to Casey Neistat.
Yeah, exactly.
It was about 20 seconds later, I turned into the alleyway to cut to our street and mm-hmm. get to the office. And then he comes zipping back on his electric scooter. And he was like, "Oh, sorry for being so forward, but I just thought you had beautiful hair and a beautiful smile." And I was like, "Okay, this is getting weird." And I'm only like 50 meters from the office, and he just keeps asking more and more questions.
What was he asking?
"Where are you going?" And I was like, "On my way to work." And he's like, "Oh, great. What do you do for work?" And I was like, "Video stuff." And then he's like, "Oh, that kind of video stuff." And I was like, no, not that. No. And he's like, yeah. I like to do that video stuff as well.
Porn.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I got to the office and he said, "Have a nice day."
Yeah. And then Dodge and I ran into him.
Yeah. And he offered us some gay time rappers.
Well, he tried to offer some gay time to Mr. 97, but he legit had a gay time rapper in his hand, the ice cream. Yeah. So you guys want a gay time? You guys want this? Want this?
And so do we think he was tweaked or was he just
tweaked? He looked like he'd been at Golden Plains.
Was he?
And
did he have a pink?
Still coming down.
He didn't have a wristband, did he? Yeah. Hadn't been to. What is it called? Pick?
He was off his pitch. He was not tidy, though.
Yeah.
He was not
tidy, but still tidy.
Yeah, no, but ice can. You can be tidy on ice.
Can
definitely.
You?
Yeah, definitely.
For the first little bit.
Depends. If, like a full blown ice junkie, no. But like, I knew a guy who used to have a he had a family and he had a full time job. And he'd say to me, "I would smoke a gram of ice in the day," and then he would
put his- Is that a lot of ice?
Yeah, it's a shitload. Okay. It's like $300-$400 worth of ice and it-
Really?
It would,
a
it
day?
Would, it would ruin us.
Not very like heavy
would,
though.
If you smoked that right now, you would have a heart attack. Anyway, he said I used to close, we would get into bed, him and his wife, and the light would go off and his eyes would just be open and he'd just watch the sunrise. Like he'd be in bed just wide awake and then go and get another bag of ice in the morning and drive to work smoking a pipe. Like it's full on. But he kept the job for a long time. Like he never fell into being some junkie that's wandering around Abbotsford.
Sure.
Like he kept a job, which is, I mean, you can only do so much that
before
you lose it.
Is this an integration for ice? If you use the coupon code TDTS at checkout, you get 50% off your first month. But I am like, so that the idea of that guy would have spooked me a little bit because I'm very into security. And even you were picking up that you thought that when you and I were walking before, there was a guy who was getting up. He had like a like luggage. He's a regular at Woolworths. He normally puts out a sign, and you would have seen him Wayne. Yeah. He's got like his he loves iced coffee.
Yeah,
he's
the always cops. The cops were we thought harassing him, and then Dodge and I were in Coles, and they're buying him an iced coffee.
Oh, that's nice.
It was really lovely.
That was obnoxious, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was really. That's fine. But no, but you know, you thought that I sort of moved my body. Which I just
your body language was basically said, you're homeless, get the fuck away from me.
No, it's just the thing. No,
It was over, like, it was like fully closing off, like he was about to lunge at you, but the poor guy was just wheeling his little.
Well, I was just doing it with Everett, like with this, all this corona shit. Just any, walking past anyone, like when we're going past a bus stop, I would go.
Would you? Like the hospital stuff? Like
yeah, when
like
you blow out.
Or when you go past a cemetery, you'd hold your breath. Remember that back in the day?
I never walked past cemetery.
No, really. You don't walk.
There's not really many in the burbs. What do you know? I feel like you'd know stuff about cemetery.
There's one in Caulfield. There's one on Dandenong Road. There's one in Carlton here. They're everywhere,
What
the Glen Ferry.
What Dodge?
Like,
just the way he was explaining it. So
they're everywhere. Yeah. He's saying there's not many, but they're everywhere.
There's one in Kew. Did we mention that?
Do you know about San Francisco and...
Sorry, tell you where there is one. Big Market. Queen Victoria Market is a cemetery. They just built a market on top of it.
Really?
Look it up.
When was it? Old cemetery?
Yeah, they do ghost tours through the Queen Vic Market at night.
Jeez.
I don't know. I was looking into this years ago. Also, and I went on a ghost tour.
San Francisco.
I went on a ghost tour. Mm. I ended up knowing the guy who was running the ghost tour. He worked at the radio station. He ended up doing voiceover stuff.
Who was it?
You'd know him, Arthur.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he now
was. Flat out trying to pick up this girl.
Perfect.
On the ghost tour. Like, as the guy, the confident person running the tour, he was just, you know, have you ever been around someone trying to pick up someone and you're just like, I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah,
I feel like exactly what he was doing.
I can't handle it when that's happening.
Yeah, it's so cringe.
Arthur's lovely though.
Oh, it was cringe, but Arthur's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if
he does tours for Great Ocean Road.
Oh, he does. So he's still in the tour business.
Yeah, still the biggest pickup sort of. You know, it's a, I mean, yeah, you get like
got
a lot
script
of
done, yeah. Anyway.
Now what are you going to say?
In that movie, the Big Sick, the comedian has like a pickup line. Remember how he's like riding on a piece of He's writing on a napkin.
George,
what is it?
It's like, here's your name in Pakistani or something, you know.
Yeah. Oh, was that? I thought the pickup line was the Uber driver stuff.
He's an Uber driver too.
Yeah.
But did you watch the film?
Yeah, I did.
Because they come back, so the pickup line that he uses on the girl that he ends up marrying.
Are we going through the whole film right now?
He uses it later on when they've broken up and then has sex with another girl. You know?
Yeah.
But he uses the same pickup line. So there is a bunch that Mason should look into.
Pickup lines?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or become an Uber driver.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Wayne,
are you a Netflix watch? Do you watch Netflix?
Only just started.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think of the collection? What's available on there? Is anything interesting?
I binge watched The Mandalorian.
Yeah, what's TV that about? Series.
It's a Star Wars spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. My oldest daughter's just gone Netflix crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to get me into it. But.
The Mandalorian was good, though.
It was.
Yeah. Did you watch really that good. Too, Seth?
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
And
great,
so was it all... I've never watched Star Wars.
So instead of green screens, they got massive, like, 20-meter TVs or whatever.
Ticker. like Ticker TV. Just Aaron Young just dialing it all in.
But yeah, they did all the background and the lighting using TVs.
Uh-huh.
It's cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Blige posted a video on Facebook about it.
Did he?
I watched Kath and Kim.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How good is it?
Yeah, do you know they used to say Fountain Gate? You know, they say Fountain Lakes now.
Mm.
At the start.
Who says Fountain Lakes?
They started like at the, I didn't realize, but at the start they said Fountain Gate. But then after a while, like I remember as a kid, because like we used to go to Fountain Gate, they changed it to Fountain Lakes. And I'd
in real life, they changed it.
No, Fountain Gate is called Fountain Gate. In the show, they start calling it Fountain Lakes. Can you find out trivia on that, Sevs? Because I feel like maybe for legal reasons, they changed the name.
Mm.
Potentially, but a branding. Good. But you know, Kath, Bree was saying, Kath from Kath and Kim, like quite attractive.
Jane Turner.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or is that Kim?
No, that sounds like you Jane fucking Turner. Know, mate. Yeah, but, and yeah.
Yeah, well, you just don't think, when you think of Kath, you didn't think like attractive. You thought like Kath is like, you know, the, like she's the rough. They're all a bit rough. Yeah, it's a good.
Yeah, and they're like the same age, but she's her mum.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've just realised something. Was Wayne the guy that I cracked it at with the 2020 decade?
This is
here we go.
Stitch up.
Yeah, Wombat V. What are you, Doug? You're a little.
Let's go through it. Okay, Wayne, what do you remember? What do you remember?
Can you set it up for us? Give us some context, Wayne.
Shit. I'm trying to remember what the conversation was. You were talking about the new decade with 2020 kicking in, and I just pointed out that from a mathematical and calendar perspective, a year ending in zero is the end of a 10-year period.
And then George
didn't particularly agree with
it. Blew up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So what do you think it is, Dodge?
Well, because I thought like 2020 new decade, like we're in the 20s. You know, we're out of the teens, we're going 20s, 30s. But he was taking it all the way back to 1901. Which I've realised is right.
Consists of how many years?
Ten years.
Okay.
But it's from, so a century is from January 1, 1901 to
31st of December 1999. A century.
Yeah.
100 years. Oh my God, there's going to be a punch up.
No. I'm loving this banter. Grace is loving the banter too, I can tell.
So, yeah, I was pretty quick to blow up, but you are right.
Oh, that's good.
So glad we settled.
So this is the nicest thing I've ever heard. They both said each other's right. Isn't that nice?
George is just right for apologising. That's what Wayne's saying. And did people use this in their marketing material? Like, were people saying start of the new decade?
Yeah. So 2020 the start of the new decade.
It is.
Technically, no.
Well, have you guys switched arguments?
Yeah, but when do people... So when can we start saying... When can we say we're in the new decade?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. You can say you're in the 20s now, but if you're going to be really technical and go back to the start of time, then we're still currently in the last decade. It's from 2011 to 2020.
Sure, because you need to...
So 2021
if we're counting
is the
10
new-
years...
Mm. Yeah, it was like with the millennium bug, the Y2K. Mm-hmm. So they were saying that the year 2000 was the start of a new millennium. Well, as Dodge just pointed out, first year of the millennium was year one. Last year of the millennium was year 1000. So the 2000 was the last year.
Mm-hmm.
But people, as you said, if you're referring to a decade as the 20s, then it's 20 through 29.
Well, Rain Man Rory, the data analyst, what do you think about this?
Well, we were having this
come
chat
into your
as
mic,
well,
please.
Yeah. Trying to work out the three episodes from 6:29 to 6:32. It's the same kind of thing. You 6:29 to 6:32 is four episodes. So three episodes is 6:30, 6:31, 6:32. So it's like the same kind of
because you could look at the six,
because you don't the 6:30 is a counts as well. So in the year 2000,
okay, we're losing Grace.
We're losing Harry as well.
Harry's gone.
Yeah.
A good way to think of it about it, which was what Wayne got me with, was if you go January 1 to January 10, that's
that's 10 days.
Yeah. So you can't go January 0. There's no such thing as January 0.
Sure, and that's why prep and that whole talk about. Like grade zero is a little bit confusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, in New South Wales, they don't call it prep.
What do they call it?
I think it's like preschool.
What's it like? The US is pretty fucked up the way they do things. So they like, well, they've got like elementary.
Which area?
They've got like all the middle school, elementary school, high school sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're thinking about what year we send Bodie to prep, because you can
next year.
Well, next year he would be in prep in four. No, so that's not going to happen. So, but then the following year he would start prep
when he's five.
When he's four, still and just turned five, and so there's a lot of thought that you hold off another year, so you have him at preschool or whatever that version is here before you send him. He'll start prep when he's five, and that, and then he'll turn six the month that he started prep. When did you send your girls to? Well, you got two girls?
Yeah, Alison, who's the oldest, was born in February, so she's actually
same as Bodie.
Yeah, she's the youngest in her age level.
Yeah, so she, yeah, so, what is this? What, that would be if I sent Bodie to prep in when he's 4 years of age. So this is so
yeah,
young.
So she, still. Yeah, she turned five, I think, like you're saying, Bodie will starting
prep. Yeah.
Whereas Zoe, the youngest one, her birthday's in August, so she was just fell into the normal pattern of things.
And so this is interesting because when it comes to sport, so Malcolm Gladwell wrote the book Outliers, and like Alison plays footy.
Correct.
I believe that when it comes to sport within the hockey space, I don't know that much about sport, but hockey, I'm sort of
ice
know,
hockey.
You know,
in the books, that's what they refer to.
Yeah, so they talk about the fact that I think it's if you are older, can you look this up, Sevs? If you are older, you basically are more likely to play professional because what they do is because they're taller or like more developed. They get more coaching time, and then the more coaching time leads to better skills and all of this shit, which I don't know whether it's.
I mean, at this point, I'm just thinking about
when you can get rid of him.
Is the kid going to be okay?
Like, what do you reckon he'll do if you?
No, it's just development. They're just so young at four. Like, we saw a kid this morning at the coffee shop, Dodge. Mm. That kid was in prep, and he was like a 1 year old. He was so young. Like sending. Yeah. Think about it, they're so tired. Like that first year of school, you don't get to nap. You're up all day.
It's a nap at school now.
No, you don't. What school are you going to?
Dead fish. What was dead fish all about?
A game.
But the idea was that you would sleep.
Yeah,
no?
I think it's just lazy teachers.
Yeah, we used to play so much. I was so good at dead fish.
That's what you are. That's your animal. Yeah, yeah. Dead fish. Dead fish.
Anything on the outlier stuff, Sebs?
I'm on Wikipedia. It's relative age effect. Was that what it was?
I don't know. What does it say?
I'm just trying to read it.
Read it out loud.
Malcolm Gladwell's book Outliers have popularised the issue in respect of Canadian ice hockey players, European football players and US Major League Baseball players. The expected distribution of births in any month across a population correlates closely to the number of days in the month, with February being the shortest month, having the fewest births.
Hmm. Is that Bodie's rare? He's a left-handy too and born in Feb.
The relative age effect is illustrated in the second graph.
It's saying people born in September to December are more likely to, if you go start school in this time, more likely to be successful in the sport. I mean, it's.
I guess you just.
Oh, here you go. I think.
This is.
Riveting.
No, this
he
is
just
too,
tilted his head.
Yeah, whoa. Because I'm trying to just interpret. No, it's too hard. We actually you need to give this to Rain Man.
And just do
I
a
can't
bit of
interpret
a,
this.
You can't what?
Interpret this.
Okay. At least it interpret. Did you say interpret?
Interpret.
That's all right. We need to leave and sort out the beer situation because Dodge has got highly likely contamination of food. That's the style he's gone for.
It's all for finger food. You absolute nightmare.
So we may as well
lots of plastics,
share a few beers.
the plastic thing. Hey, didn't Chairman Rick have an idea for us regarding plastic?
Yeah, so Chairman Rick came to me during a maths episode.
Are you watching maths?
Well, no, I got home from the gym and so my family was watching maths.
Is that a family
They
affair?
All watch it together?
Yeah. Usually over dinner.
What time are you eating dinner?
Well, I got home it would have been like 8 to 9 o'clock.
Oh.
After the gym.
I ate Subway at 8:30 last night.
I did see that.
Night.
You were fuming.
But you were telling a story, so continue.
Sorry. No, anyway.
I thought that was important facts.
Chairman Rick came up with the idea during maths and he told me to wait until the ad break.
Yeah. He was hooked. Good tease. He was hooked. What was happening in the episode?
Dinner party.
Just maths bullshit.
Yeah, I think someone cheated or whatever, and then anyway, it's a bit of drama.
Not that strong marriage. Don't cheat on that marriage.
No, anyway, so yeah, Chairman Rick's idea is to do your normal grocery shop, film yourself, and see how many items you can get without plastic. So you're not intentionally. you're trying to find things that you'd usually shop for that wouldn't have plastic. You're not going out and buying everything that doesn't have plastic.
So how would is just for Tommy and I?
Yeah, but he wants to extend it to all of the gronks. He reckons 500.
He wants 500 gronks?
He wants 500 gronks, okay. And that'll get us on the project.
So the idea of getting on the project, what's he thinking behind that?
PR, PR, PR.
My old next door neighbour is the producer, so I can...
Really?
Yeah, great.
Who's your old neighbour?
Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It sounds like a producer, yeah. Hunter. Yeah. Is it on the hunt looking for stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon they'll sniff it from a mile away, to be honest, guys. What about PR whores?
Well, you were talking about wanting to do a stunt.
What was the stunt? Oh, it was when it was just we missed the boat at it, and it was when.
How do you feel about missing the boat? I'm sort of cool about it.
Yeah, I'm cool about it. But I called Josh and I was like, "Dude, we have to mock up a fight at a Woolworths or a Coles over toilet paper."
This and is it was before like, the
it was like
viral
probably 3 days
out.
Before the viral
it was
video.
A nightmare.
Came out. I was like, mate, I know it's going to fucking work.
We'll wear our hoodies. I'm like, why don't we? What about if we get George to do it?
George and Wombat.
That would be so good. Just fucking just Wombat pulling George's hair.
That'd be so good. Anyway, I reckon that's got better chance. That had better chance of getting on the project.
But it's a little bit too. Radio.
It would be to stuff with the radio station. Oh, stuff with the TV networks trying to.
It's very stunty.
It is.
Do we feel comfortable with any stunts?
Not that because, other ones.
Any content ideas, guys? Like things to think about over the weekend? Wombat, got any content ideas? Things.
Sweetie or Wombat? Sweet Wombat? Sweet Wombat.
I prefer Wombat.
Sweetie just like, Sweetie. It's like when Happy Harry calls me daddy. He can't do it anymore. Because it started off as a joke of dad. And then he just fucking started calling me daddy all the time. And then Bree's like, did you tell him to call you that? I'm like, fuck no. No, it's not a thing. Any ideas, guys? Any thoughts?
I had a club idea.
Great. Oh, I've got to, mate, thank you for bringing it up. Go on.
Oh, yeah.
Book club.
Footy tipping club.
Oh, it depends
mate,
if that's, you like
that
footy.
Could be postponed based on the coronavirus.
I don't like footy, but it's a good way to go every week. Something happens.
Yeah.
It turned into a football podcast.
Good benchmark.
What happens is some asshole that hates football, actually probably be you, ends up winning. Like literally just choosing. My wife doesn't watch football and 2 weeks in a row got... Not 8 out of 9, which is huge.
Actually, I could get around that. How do we? What was that?
Just getting the tips in. Anyway, before we finish up, you want to flag your thing for tomorrow that you're running?
Yeah. The book club. What time you reckon?
11. No. Actually, we got feedback for the afternoon. Up to you.
What does everyone else think? Book club?
It's your club.
Grace, are you going to come to the book club? Can you write into 97 what time you'd like? I think 11, either 11 or 3.
Mm.
Do you reckon I just do it from home?
Yeah.
And so we'll do the Zoom call thing.
Easy.
She hasn't read this month's book.
No, that's all right. No,
that's okay. Most people haven't. I have.
You have? You finished or just started?
No. Because we're only halfway through the month.
I bet Callum's finished.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, Callum's a machine.
He's an animal, yeah.
And so is Emma.
Yeah.
I think
how's adventure?
Yeah. Nothing. Next week, though. Oh no! I got to tell you, Bodhi knocked your book. I think you've still got your book here that you're meant to be reading this month.
No, I think it might
be in my bag.
Listening.
Oh, it's the other one.
Yeah, that's the one. So every time Amy comes,
yeah, Bodhi knocked it though, and it fell out the
book
page. The book page.
No, that was my last.
I actually saw Amy do that as well.
What? Really purposefully knocked it over?
No, she didn't purposefully. She just knocked it.
What are we?
All right, you rat. Good piece of info.
No, she knocked over.
All right. Secondly,
here we go.
God, look at you,
go on, Dodge.
She knocked Tiny Habits and the bookmark came out just put it back into a random spot. And we said, oh, he won't notice.
That's even more ratty.
In Tiny Habits.
Yeah.
Tiny Habits, that's your new
book?
That's
my book, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably
where is
half
it?
Of it? It's in my bag.
Okay. Did you put it in today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because but it was at home. It's been
either
home for
Amy
days.
Did you a solid it's by been at home at making you feel like you're further ahead or...
It's very simple stuff. I'll give a tip for everyone today. Have I spoken about this on the show or no?
No.
Okay. Do you want one, Wombat? Do you want to hear it? Okay. So,
I'm glad we landed on that.
Yeah, it's good, Sweetie. Sweetie's funny though.
Do you want one, Sweetie?
Sweetie.
All right.
Habits are hard, right? So that's why you got to start tiny. That's the whole premise of the book. And so, one of the things with habits is it's like, when do you do your new habit? Is there a new habit you're trying to start, Wombat?
Not leaving after you wrote.
You know, I want to get into the habit of going for a ride every day.
You want to get into the habit of going for a ride?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. And so what he talks about in the book is
what Josh is going to say. No, does it?
No, it does. It's almost like doing, I feel like I'm doing a magic trick and he's picked the wrong card. The thing with habits is to cement them, one of the strongest words you can think of is after. And it's after I do this, I'll do this. Okay. And so for instance, say if you wanted to learn to floss, do you floss much?
No.
Okay. So flossing is good. I don't do it that much, only if I've had sort of steak. But you should floss more. Everyone.
Did you have it
everyone
after
should.
Subway?
Everyone should. I haven't, no, because it's Veggie Delight.
Oh, you went, okay.
So there's no
cold
sort of
Veggie Delight.
I don't think that's.
Anyway, so after you brush your teeth, floss, right? So you're going to brush your teeth. So after that, you floss. And so the point is, so if you want to ride the bike, after you brush your teeth, ride your bike. it's got some more nuance to it, which I'm not completely across. But after whatever you do,
I really dumb instance, that piece of
did
advice
you say
down.
It's going to be a great day today. No, you
nah, I didn't. That's what I'm meant to be doing every single day. I meant to say it's a great day, and maybe that's part of my attitude problem.
Yeah, potentially.
I mean, we get a bit of feedback on Josh's attitude.
Oh, definitely.
That was attitude.
Well, so Shannon left a comment on Instagram saying JJ has been so angsty lately.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was over the last weekend and Friday's episode. And so Rain Man Rory got Google's sentiment analysis to see if Google agrees with Shannon.
Okay,
and
great.
So that sentiment analysis does what, Rory?
Yeah, so it looks at everything that was said in the podcast, everything Josh said, and it'll rank it whether it was positive or negative.
Okay.
So for episodes 629 to 631.
Which was Friday to Sunday, was it?
Yeah.
I think including Monday as well.
Which decade?
This is four.
Yeah.
That is, you got a positivity meter of 3%, which is very low.
Is that saying the majority was 90? Yeah,
it was closer to being negative. So it was very, very,
okay, sure.
It was on the negative side of things.
Okay.
So to compare, you've turned it around this week. So okay. 632 to 635, it was up near 10%, which is pretty high compared to other
three
stuff.
Times
so,
high.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
But so is this the way that it, I don't know numbers, Ray, man. It's saying 10%. Is that meaning that 80%? Sorry, 90% is negative. Is that what it's saying?
It's not saying that. It's more. It's just on a weighted scale. So like the highest it'll ever be will be around like 12 to 13%.
Okay, so that makes sense. So 10's really high.
Yeah. So 10. So you've been pretty positive, but 3% is really low. It's never going to be zero because like there's neutral comments, there's all this other stuff, but 3% means that most of it was
pretty negative.
Pretty negative.
No, I get that. I can feel that.
Go on.
The negativity. So Google pulled out some of the comments. There was a lot around your bad diet and fat Fridays. The most negative was you getting a bit angsty about Mr. 97 sneezing.
That was
a 90% on the rating. Yeah. So
I mean, you just have to look at the guess. You have to look at the news and see, like, it's actually not that funny what was happening. Is it?
You're a futurist. Huh? You really knew.
I think that 97's responsible for Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks got it before he came to the country, really? Supposedly.
Yeah, that's how big the sneezes were. It's just, taking out. Yeah, go on.
By the way, Grace says she's in for April for the book club and she's got an idea to merge the adventure club and the book club. Read an adventure book or choose your own adventure book.
Yeah, I think that's great.
What's that guy, Levison?
Yeah,
he Levison Wood. Well, did you see the photo he posted of the we don't have bat soup, but we have something.
Oh, that's right.
Well, so Levison Wood got around it.
No, we
anyway, let's finish this up. No, I'm fucking exhausted.
Just, all right, okay. Just, can I just quickly say about all the books that I've just bought, because I think that this is very relevant.
I was going to say, also, did you see Angelo from Venture IP? They raised $3,500 for the world's greatest shave.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I mean, congratulations, guys.
And you can also get 50% off your first invoice on a 12-month plan if you use the code TDTS.
Do they call it an invoice?
I don't know.
Well, they would send you an invoice.
They will send an invoice. It's all, I mean,
the company
business.
Doing great things, offering great services, a bunch of shaved head people answering phones 24 hours a day.
Always going to need a website.
Always. Venture IP.
These are the books that I've just purchased. These are all secondhand. I think that this could be good, like a good stimulus.
For what?
Adventure / book club merging. Gotcha. When the Alps cast their spell. Backpacking in Alps and how do you say that word?
Pyrenees.
The mountains in what, Europe?
The Pyrenees is like bike races
like
there.
Switzerland and stuff.
Yeah, like Italy, Switzerland, France.
Is it a part of the Tour de France, the Pyrenees, like the section of the mountain? Yeah, yeah.
The Walker's Guide to Outdoor Clues and Signs. The Geological Story of Yosemite National Park.
Grace is loving this, by the way.
The Big Walks of the South. Hiking in Japan and the Wilderness Survival Guide. And so they're my latest books.
How much did you drop on that?
I said to Bree, I said under 100. And she looked at ING and she said, it was $99.78.
Dodge got it. He got $30 on this Fat Friday and 60-something cents.
64.
Yeah, so on.
64 cents. Anyway.
What time is the Zoom?
Yeah, so we're locking you once those finer details.
Because I need to tell Mum.
Oh, yeah, sure. What do you think Mum wants?
Midday.
Well, okay. can she do 11? Because Josh has got 11 or 3. I reckon 11. 11.
All right, 11's
good because you can go for a walk, get your coffee, get prepped
for
it.
Well, I can't go to
You can fucking find another coffee
Western
store.
Australia. They'll be there 8.
It's too early?
Grace is...
That's okay. Grace is...
But Grace isn't there until next month.
So, okay. Yeah,
the vicious point she just did down the barrel of the camera.
Yeah. Okay. So, no, we'll do 11 for this one.
Yeah.
And then, everyone, even if you haven't read the book yet, if you think that you could read the book between now and the end of the month, you can still be involved. If you also want to change something in your life, if you want to build a habit, like Wombat riding a bike.
Emma's very intelligent. She brings the...
She's the vice president.
Yeah. Yeah, has she been assigned?
No, that's
great.
I think you can give vice presidencies. But so my thing with the book, I like the idea of combining them. I wanted to...
It's a nice one for a month.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I wanted to start another club, which Bree vetoed because she thought it was...
Yeah, you did. We already talked about that. It's bullshit. And Dave Thornton the Explorers, flagged it as the fuckwits club.
Yeah, the Explorers Club. I think the Explorers Club's got a nice ring to it.
Sure. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
All right, it's a daily talk show. You can still be a VIP Gronk. You can be like Wayne. You can be like Grace. You can be like Luke and Happy Harry. He was here for a bit. thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. If you sign up to be a VIP Gronk today by midnight, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, by midnight, yeah.
Then you're cutting off?
Yeah. If you can still sign up, you just don't want to get
sign up today until 11:59 PM and you can still get stickers.
Yep, great. Okay.
But otherwise, you're lost.
Okay, everyone. All right, really enjoyed this one. So,
hope you did too.
Yeah, so, it's a little bit harder.
Can I have another order?
Yeah, sure.
Let's wrap this up. He's been wrapping up for 15 minutes.
Give us an Apple Podcast review. Check them every day. Haven't had one in 3 weeks. All right, catch you. Bye.
Bye.